small government or big government? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. As you've heard by now, yesterday, a federal judge told Arizona that it can't order cops to question the immigration status of people they pull over for other reasons. But what's interesting is why the judge ruled that way. She made that ruling for fear Arizona's immigration law would mean, quote, the prolonged detention of lawful immigrants and U.S. citizens who cannot readily prove their immigration or citizenship status, presenting, quote, the possibility of inquisitorial practices and police surveillance. So she wasn't ruling out of sympathy with illegal immigrants, but for fear of collateral damage to legal immigrants and our own citizens. She thought it would turn Arizona into a police state, didn't think that was a good idea. So I guess you could call it a victory for small government. Except, polls show that on immigration, people actually seem to want big government. Opponents of Arizona's immigration crackdown have argued it will cripple the economy. But so far, Arizona doesn't seem to be much worse off than any other state. In fact, CBS affiliate KPHO in Phoenix reports that if the appeal succeeds and the big government approach makes a comeback, one industry will do very well.
In Arizona, Corrections Corporation of America, or CCA, holds the federal contract to house detained immigrants. It's worth more than $11 million every month, and that figure could grow exponentially with more immigrants picked up off the streets.
The company runs six prisons in Arizona. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.